Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us today. Time for questions and answers. You want to submit a question, you can do that. Two avenues in which that can be accomplished. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. Or you can talk to us directly. 1-800-927-SHOW. 1-800-927-7469. Can't get through, leave a message. We'll call you back with a question, with the answer to your question. We had a number of questions come in this week, Holly. Let's see what we can get through to the top of the hour.
Yep. So is it okay to grow fruits and vegetables in the raised bed garden?
Grow together, I assume, is the question would be.
It says tire raised bed garden.
Okay. Tire raised bed garden. Tires, that is a touchy subject. Some studies have shown that the potential of petroleum can leach into the soil, that the chemicals that make up the compounds can leach into the soil and be uptaken by the plant. Short term, some people will say it's not a big deal if you're growing edible plants in a tire or tires. Many people would recommend growing non-edibles such as flowers and paint the tires different colors and do a nice little landscape with them. So we do not personally grow in tires. Growing up on the farm, we did do that in order to warm the soil on a small level. So it's personal preference. People do it. People say it's not right. Other people say it's okay. So we really didn't help with that question very much, I don't think.
I think it's more or less like do what you want to do, what makes you feel okay.
There is a potential that there can be problems long term if the tire leaches enough stuff into the soil.
Right. Okay, so the next question is I want to know when the seeds are ready to harvest from the onion flower.
Okay, onions take 2 years or two growth cycles in order to produce seed. So grew last year, left alone over winter, came back this spring, and now has a very lush flower head on it with several hundreds, if not thousands, of seeds. And typically you wait until the seed pods begin to dry up and open up, and you're going to see dark pellets of material, which is the seeds in which you're saving. Once you begin to see probably 20 to 25% of the plant or the flower head opening up, you can go ahead and snip that head off, put it in a paper sack, and let it finish drying inside in a controlled environment. Paper sack, not plastic. Plastic is going to be ruined, not going to be able to breathe. And the majority of those seeds are going to be a state of maturity in which you can plant the coming year. So that goes for the same for leeks as well. Next question here, Holly. What do you mean when you say reprocess jars when it comes to canning?
So a lot of people do this when their jars didn't seal. So maybe you did a bunch of canning, you have a couple jars that didn't seal or a handful that didn't seal. What you would do is reprocess it so that you can get that seal. Maybe you're like, oh, I did all this canning, 5 jars didn't seal. I don't feel like just sticking in my fridge. I want them to be shelf-stable. So all you're simply going to do is put a new lid on with the ring, put them in your canner at room temperature, water at room temperature, start the boiling process. Once it comes up to boiling, then you will just process it at the same time as before. But that's how you reprocess.
So you got 4 jars that didn't seal. You take the flat piece off, which is the lid, wipe the rims, put new lids on, tighten them finger tight, put them in the canner, jars room temperature, water room temperature, turn the heat on. When it starts boiling, run that clock until the recommended time, and then do the same the procedure as normal as you did prior to the day before.
Yep.
And this is totally safe, if done correctly. Just as if you did the first time.
I wouldn't personally. I would not do it for pickles because those pickles are going to be mushy.
Uh
huh.
Peaches, apples, pears.
Yeah. Even jam might be questionable. I mean, you could try it. It might end up being very jammy or soft.
What jammy? Don't you want your jam
like
to be jammy?
Extra jammy.
Oh, too much like jam too in jam. Your jam.
Yeah, okay. Too much jam in your jam.
Next question. I have very large Brussels sprout plants and very tiny sprouts on them. The plants are about 3 foot tall. I've never been able to grow successfully large sprouts on a Brussels sprout plant. What am I doing wrong? Well, you're allowing the plant to grow vertically. And you allow the plant, you're allowing the plant to continue to grow vertically. About 60 days prior to, you know, the end of the season, give or take, as you see a very tiny sprout developing in the junction of the leaf and the stalk, cut about 6 inches off of the top. You see the growth tip, hack that thing off, and what that will accomplish is the vertical aspect of the plant will stop growing. You're going to put the plant in some kind of a stress defense recovery mode, and it's going to start developing the sprouts. By trimming that top 6 inches growth tip off, you will be amazed how large the sprouts become when you allow the plant to stop growing vertical and focus on the sprout. So whenever you begin to see the sprouts develop in the junction of the stalk and the limb, take that growth tip off the top, and you'll do just fine.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.